Hi, and welcome to Oof, That's Tough, a podcast created and narrated by teens, for teens, about teen life. We hope you enjoy it.
Hello, my name is Isabel, and I'm 14 heading into ninth grade. I have struggled with social anxiety pretty much my entire life. From ages 5 to 9, wouldn't even call it social anxiety, just being severely shy. It only became a problem when I was about 10. What caused the switch from being shy to having a mental disorder was bullying. When second graders bully, it's usually just harmless teasing, but in the teen years, the bullying got worse. Since I was already really shy and it was one of my biggest insecurities, plus I'm really emotional and take things way too seriously, it wasn't long before I just stopped talking completely at school. I'm the type of person that ignores problems until they grow out of my control. A couple months ago, if someone approached me, a normal encounter would be me getting a sharp pain in my side, freezing up, my mind going blank, stuttering, and thinking of the worst possible outcome of that conversation. So basically, I would have a panic attack every time I had to talk to someone outside my immediate family. My teachers just thought I was really shy, so they tried to put me in as many uncomfortable situations as they could. My family thought I would grow out of it, and I thought I was choosing to be this way, and I could snap out of it whenever I wanted. Social anxiety, by definition, is the intense anxiety or fear of being judged, negatively evaluated, or rejected in a social or performance situation. At its worst, my social anxiety took over my whole body. If someone would try to talk to me, I wouldn't even have to say a word, and they would see I'm very visibly uncomfortable or scared. Sometimes I couldn't speak, and people just thought I was being rude. On the severity scale of SAD, social anxiety disorder, I used to be very severe. Now I'm in the mild section. I don't freeze up anymore. I look calm and relaxed. I used to isolate myself as much as possible, but now I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone and approach people. I ended up going to a behavioral health inpatient hospital for almost 2 months because of some other mental health problems that forced me to be around strangers 24/7 and interact in group therapy. Also, not having my family there helped me no longer to hide behind them. Immediately after coming out of the hospital, I was given a speech therapist who helped me so much with relearning how to speak to other people again. For example, since I had really bad panic attacks, she taught me some coping skills to use when conversing. Sometimes I would forget to breathe, so taking deep breaths takes me out of my thoughts and clears my mind. Tapping my arms brings me back down to earth. I'm still here. I'm okay. I also have a smooth rock that I keep in my pocket. Slipping my hand into my pocket to fidget with the rock gives me something to do besides judging myself or panicking. SAD makes me feel so frustrated because when I see people with my sense of humor and my personality, I'd hate myself for being the way I am. I'm 14. Heading into ninth grade, and my mom has decided I needed special treatment. So instead of sending me to the public high school that everyone else goes to, she wants to send me to a really small Christian private school. A smaller school, she says, would force me to interact with people more, talk more. A smaller school, she says, is where I would be included, but I prefer a larger school, where you can be forgotten. I don't understand why she completely ignored my SAD for 4 years, but when I'm finally getting better, she decides I need special consideration. I know better than anyone what situations are best for me, and the size of school matters. For example, I went to 2 different middle schools. In the smaller school, I sat alone at lunch. During group projects, I would convince the teacher to let me do it myself, and people noticed me more. When I went to the larger middle school, there were more people, and others like me, so it didn't matter and no one cared. If someone approaches me, I'm really awkward, and I don't keep the conversation alive. They'll know to keep their distance next time. In a small school, if that keeps happening, I'll run out of people to talk to very quickly. Despite this major inconvenience that is school, my mom has been a huge help when it comes to my mental health, even if she ignored any signs of SAD or depression for years. Since I'm not completely over SAD, I'm not a good person to ask for advice, but I can give some. There are four kinds of comfort zones: the dead zone, comfort zone, growth zone, and panic zone. The dead zone is where I was for years, refusing to try anything new, repeating the same patterns over and over, having no personality or life, and basically life being stagnant. The comfort zone is where I'm at most days, still not trying new things, but not being a zombie like in the dead zone. Instead of school, eat, sleep, repeat, you can kind of change it up and add things that you're comfortable doing. The growth zone is somewhere I try to be in as much as possible. This zone is the best by far to be in. A little after I started therapy, I put myself in the growth zone by starting a conversation with someone that's always tried to talk to me and connect with me. By putting myself in the growth zone just once, I was never lonely again for the rest of the time I was in that school. The panic zone is where you put yourself in a situation that you're totally unprepared for and overwhelmed by. I, thankfully, have never put myself out there that much and entered the panic zone. I'm still not fully recovered, but at least I'm talking. For now.